Okay. Very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 24th April 2019, our fourth day on our this Guiyang spiritual trip. So we will have our first Dhamma discussion after, actually, effectively, it's only 3 days. We are the first day we came midnight, so we don't have any activity. And the next day we took the train. The train ride was, in fact, a very good experience. First time I tried the high-speed train. Then we know how it works, so it's easy now. Then along the train journey, we saw a lot of small cities. As we passed by many small cities, leading to what was that town? We're supposed to go down before Chengdu. Guiyang. Guiyang. Guiyang Bei. Then from there, our journey starts. So the first day was also quite interesting. First day after lunch, we straight away go to drive all the way to Fanjingshan. So the pronunciation every time I got it wrong. The hotel was very good. Everybody seems to like the hotel. The very beautiful nature. That nature there is so beautiful because not many living human beings around. The consciousness is still very pure. Then that forest is very conducive for meditation. Then the next day, I think we had a very good breakfast. We also had a very good dinner. Then we walk around. The whole setting was very beautiful. I like the waterfall, the roaring stream. The energy there is very good. Then later on, as we go up the mountain the next day, that whole of that mountain area also is very beautiful. Especially when we were at this... Come in, it's not long. Come in, we're just about to start. Can sit on the bed anywhere, even on the carpet also can, no problem. Can. No, behind my wife there. Charge the phone. Oh, don't have. Here, USB is there, there's one there. Okay, you can charge, Especially when we climb up halfway before the Jingting, before we try the challenging one. That temple is very good. That temple is Maitreya Buddha's temple. No wonder they say this place is actually famous for Maitreya Buddha's Tao Chang. And now I know why I need to come to this trip and why Pamasri they all suggested this place. Because this is the way place for Maitreya. Then according to our tourist guide, the local China one, Xiao Ting, she did mention today, I think on the bus, the thing that she heard from that Sifu, when we went to that temple. I think that was yesterday. When we went to that temple, the famous Golden Buddha temple. That whole place also very good. The whole of that area, the setting, the energy very good. Then that hall that he allows us to meditate also is very good. Because the moment I sit, and I didn't know the cushion was so nice, though. Huh? Very comfortable, is it? I asked for a flat cushion, though. He said they don't have. He said, 我也这样做. Then I also have to sit like that. Then when I sat on it, wow, it's so comfortable. Then the whole area, straight away you go into stillness. Very fast and very quiet. Then despite all the external vibration, we can hear the chippings of the birds and all those things, the insect sound, a lot of things. The birds, the chipping of the birds was very loud. Then we have that chanting from the, no problem, anywhere on the bed also can. Yeah. Then especially the chanting from that monastery at the back where we visited, the Golden Maitreya Buddha. Then when we enter the front hall, you remember? The Tian Huang Tian. Normally it's Maitreya Buddha with the tummy on. Then the four heavenly Chaku Maharaja. But this one is a very perfect, what they call BMI, Maitreya. And what I saw in the year 2008 that came and request me to actually share the true Dhamma, because when I was having this meditative state of mind, when I was lying down, normally I lie down, then I meditate until next morning. So during that time, I very often in that state, then it's always the message, always towards the morning come. Towards the morning come. Even Kuan Yin also say, towards the morning, all of a sudden, that vision came. I was suddenly appeared in a monastery with a lot of very beautiful lights. Then I saw a lot of these young cultivator. They are very young. I think 8 years old to 16 years old maximum. They are ladies. So. Then when I saw them, they quickly rushed towards me when they saw me. Sufu yao jian ni, sufu yao jian ni. I thought sufu must be teacher. So one of the student pull my hand and together they all follow. You know he bring me where? To one statue. Small fellow. I said, cannot be one. Sifu Yao Chen or how come statue? Small wooden one. And you know what happened? Immediately when I inside question, immediately that wooden thing animated into alive, you know. And the first thing that came out of that thing, you know what is it? When I saw the beautiful Buddha light with that thing, that wooden image animated into real thing. You know? Then that laughter, you can never make mistake on. So clear and so loud. And then I knew it's Maitreya. You know? Then I was thinking why he appeared in such a manner. As he laughed, that laughter is very loud one as the background. Very loud one. Then you know what happened? The golden word from his mouth, he was levitating up to become a full size. Just like that temple, except that he has this head, the Mahayana Shaolin monk type of head, like a Song Kok one, but it's not a Song Kok. But beautiful golden color. Then from the mouth, the golden word came out, no? Calligraphy, very beautiful. 请你把正法传下. Yeah, these few Mandarin words I understand. Then the voice also come out. No? Repeated 5 times. No? As the first time come out, I knew that the Dhamma I have is different from what people know. That's why I straight away inside say, you are the future Buddha. No? You don't have to make that request. No? You only have to instruct. Okay. I will do. No? But he used such a word, no, 请你把 正法传下去。Miss requested my teacher to pass down the two Dhamma. And that was the year the first batch on split. No? Otherwise, I won't come out on because I allocate more time for them. And I saw the condition like that, so I echoed and flow. Then immediately after that, a lot of center contacted me back and asked me to go there and give talk and share. Then one of them is SJBA. Putra Hai also came, Klang, Mudita, and even the Tiratana and many other areas. Even that Klang and Coast, that one also invited me. I went there a few times. Then there is one Kajang one. What is the name of it? The Kajang one. Kajang, there is a Buddhist association also. I don't know. I didn't go. I told them I already full. I said I cannot go anymore. I said beyond my classes is Tuesday, Thursday, that time Saturday and Sunday. You know. Then I had to go certain Sunday to Putra Hai, certain Sunday to SJBA, and certain Sunday to Klang. Klang got three centers there, Tiratana, Mudita, and the Klang and Go. I say, I would really wish that I can go, so I declined. And because of that, during that time, the condition just arise. And the Subang group, you all should thank MBA and me from that time. After I gave my first talk there, she very good. You know, she came and talked to me together with me. Sipra Teo, this is the first time I have heard a talk where in less than 2 hours, you can summarize to me all of the essential Dhamma. Everything is there. Yeah. Then the next question is, do you teach meditation? I say yes. Then he said, can teach us? Mi Feng looked at me, you know. Well, Mi Feng knew she that time followed the Burmese way. She very scared, conflict. Then for me, if condition is there, I just let it be. Then I told Mi Feng, I remember. Well, Mi Feng at first he tried to put Ling Chui, is it? He said, two of us only, you know. I said, never mind, if Syria one or so, I teach. Then I think Mi Feng tried to, like, discouraged by asking where, because in the temple they also have one Thursday class there, it seems, later on, same day clash. Then Ying Bi said, Mi Feng, your house lah. I say, good. Then Mi Feng Pai said, I check with Sui An lah. Then Sui An very good, no? He's got three of them, he go and WhatsApp, I think SMS that time, he got three more, no? I remember the first lesson, six of them. The moment it starts, everything happened after that. Because this Dhamma that Maitreya asked me to share, the world don't have at the moment. It's not only the essential Dhamma which is taught in the appropriate and correct way. That's why I say, 正法, the true Dhamma, 传下去. And the most unique about my nature is the Bodhisattva way. My nature found a shortcut. Not really a shortcut, but shortcut in the sense that when there is no Buddha Sasana, you will not get lost. That is the uniqueness of that Bodhisattva way that my nature realized. Otherwise, I realized a lot of cultivators, after the Sasana, they got no more condition. During that period without Sasana, they get lost. Hmm. So because of that, when I went to that way place, our recent Fanjingsan, that place. That place was so beautiful. Yeah? The first one was, I think, before the Jingting one. Yeah? That one also very beautiful. We make donation. Mila Tien. And not only that. Hosai Nei Yuan. That Ong Mang, you remember? At first, we all go in. He didn't do anything. No. But the moment I start to pay respect and the rest follow in and pay respect, he knew. No. Then he start to knock the thing, the bell. Then after that, when I came out, I asked Song, I said, maybe we check with Sufu, see whether we can check again, means develop affinity with this Maitreya way, please. to ask him whether we can make donation. But he very good, no? He said, go on round, he said. So we went round. I think Ing Bia saw Xu Yin Lao Sang next to Pu Xian. Then after Pu Xian, Xu Yin Lao Sang together. Then Quan Si Yin, then Wen Su. Then we came out. Then we request for permission to donate and make offering. Yeah. Wow, he was so happy. You know. Then he asked, 你们从哪里来? Then we say, 马来西亚。Oh, then I told him, 我们是一团的。我知道,我知道。He said, from the way you all pay respect, he know already. He said, you all are different. He said, then after that, later on, I left. You remember? I left. He left message with four or five people, you know, to ask me to go back and see him so that he bring me out. You know. He said, because a lot of devotees come. After we went in, a lot of devotees come. Before we went in, relatively very few. Then he had to attend to them. He told me, well, later on, I think Chingya was the one that came up. And you remember, we delay going out was because we want to offer the lotus, the tree for you all. Yeah? Yeah. Then I think you bought another one for mom. Then we got six. Do you know that six lotus? After we went up to Ching Ting, come down, still there burning. Yeah, then other people also make offer the big one. Initially, it's only two small flowers. So because of that, the condition is such, we still around. Then Ching Kiao say, Su Fu asked me to go in to see him. He want to show me something. Oh, I say okay. Then later I went in. I met another three or four. Told me the same. I think one of them is Stephanie. And then I said, yeah, yeah, Brother Su Fu asked us to come out and ask you to go up and meet him. He want to take us around. So that's why we went up. Yeah. So that Miller did up there, that one is actually his. They want to build all this up. That Sufu knew, you know, since you all have such faith and understanding, might as well go out and pay your respect. Jiege Yuan, he said, because Miller is Maitreya Buddha. He's very famous. And Maitreya Buddha, according to this Xiao Ting, you remember Xiao Ting? So today she said, the reason why Maitreya Buddha's Tao Chang is there is because of the yin energy here is very strong and a lot of ghosts. He said the ghostly realm. Well, yin is for ghosts. Yang is normally for mountain type of energy and that type of the one she wear one. Jusa, huh? Jusa is yang one. That's why it's supposed to balance. Then Maitreya choose this place as the way place. She called it the ashram of Maitreya Buddha. But it's the way place of Maitreya Buddha. It's because he wants to actually benefit his ghostly realm. Yeah. Then the way place is meant to be. That's why before you all, the rest came in, I told the rest who are here, those who are early, the reason why this trip need to be organizes, it's all meant to be. That's why after I came, at first I thought the two, Miller and Sakyamuni, Sijia Tian and Miller Tian. But when I went up there, it's just two simple temple, nothing, nothing. The main one is down there, the temple, the lunch plate and the one that we went the next day. The same day, I think we went down. We went down for the meditation. That place is very good, very conducive. That's why that place is coming up. And that place, when I meditate, I remember, is that the cushion is so, I don't know where they buy that cushion. So easy to sit, no? And it's better than my flat cushion, no? I can sit there for hour, I tell you. I know. 它是一个殿堂, but I say that cushion, sloping one. I know, but the Sifu say, he He said he also sit on that because I asked for the flat cushion. He said, don't have. He said, 我也是这样坐. Then I saw him sit. I also sit later on. He said, then I find it very comfortable. Oh, that cushion, really, the way they design it, actually you can just sit on one of them. It's very comfortable. But that place is very exceptional. The energy, the stillness. At night when you all sleep, you all didn't feel anything.
Last night.
No, every night when we were, not the first night. Of course, the first night is different. But second night, third night, onward. Why cannot sleep? Very good sleep. The energy is very strong, very still. The heart and the mind is very still. No movement at all. What happened? Alarm. Oh, yeah. Not closed properly, the alarm. Yeah. Lifelike. Seldom. And you know what Er told me or not? When I was meditating, they're giving the meditation instruction. Yeah. The monk also knew, no? He said, you all different. He said, you all can sit so well. Oh, is it? Then Mr. Er said, you know what he saw? No? He saw me, my whole face different. No? He used the word like, red. Then not only that, some other people saw me in different form also. That was Wu Ping Ching Sir when they were Lao for that time. I think Han from behind. Yeah, she do jhana and sometimes she can see this thing. It's meant to develop faith. It's nothing to do with psychic or whatever. This nature don't do anything of this. But if you can see, it's meant to be. It's for you to have your faith. Then a lot of this thing is not the form. It's that nature. That's why he has tears and all those things. So this place is like meant to be. That's why I knew we have to come. Not until yesterday. I still don't know why we come. But I knew we have to come. Well, the sign is all there. And when Padmasiri suggests to me, I give it a check. Then I realized there was a sign that I had to come to this place. That's why the video that came, then I did a internet check. Then I realized this place has a lot to do with the astrological thing also. It seems according to the Raikap that the valley area below the Fanjing Sun is a very unique place. A lot of certain type of creature and animal you cannot find in other places. They survive there. The energy there is very different. Then a lot of things about, it seems it's the meeting place of the East and the West. They converge there. Yeah, you can go and check the internet. It's written there. And there are many things related to this place. Then what I had in my nature is I knew this is Sakyamuni's era, supported by Kuan Yin and Maitreya. So every time we go, we move, is mainly Kuan Yin, understand not? The early day, the Putosan, or the same Putosan, I went twice. Then every time it's repeated. Then everywhere we go, the Kuan Sing is the main one, except Six Patriarchs. Six Patriarchs also, we saw a lot of Kuan Yin statue too. Then Shangri-La is Xu Yin, mainly Xu Yin. Then Maitreya is the future Buddha. And he and Kuan Yin supported the sasana of Sakyamuni. That's why all this has its condition. So this particular trip is mainly for Maitreya. His nature is very powerful. That's why we went to this place, to Sita. The one at the back, the monk asked us to go out one, is to Toswai. Actually, he is existing up there, you know. He is actually up there in Tusita Heaven. That's why he said, you go up, all of you pay respect. This is how you create affinity with Great Being. And you will never know how this affinity can grow, because you have the Dhamma, you have the Sasana, and you have the faith and the understanding and the condition. So this is how you create affinity with gripping. Before this, for some of you, you might also have, but you don't know. That's why I say for you to have the condition to be born as a human being, to encounter the true Dhamma, yeah? And also to be born during the Buddha Sasana. It is indeed very rare. You must have your parami, otherwise you can't, yeah? For you to take birth during this beautiful golden era of Sakyamuni's Sasana. So these are the aspects of the Dhamma. Then when we were doing the meditation, that whole of that place is really beautiful. You got, like I explained just now, before some the rest came in, the chirping of the birds was so clear, so loud. Then the insect sound, I mean, then the vibration of nature, the stream, running stream and all those things, the waterfall. Then also the chanting at the back, the distant chanting, very clear, very beautiful. Then on top of that, there were a lot of village sound, of course, human vibration and all those things. But despite all this, that nature within is so beautiful, you know, so still, so still. That's why after the meditation, the sharing, he said they got to start their, I don't know, chanting, Wanka at 4:30. So because of that condition, later on I explained to that Sufu, I say, I cut short to less than 1 hour because we still need him to take us around. Then he still need to go back to attend to that. He told me, 做功课, 要回去做功课. So I checked, exactly 4:15 we walk out of that that place where he brought us to the Golden Maitreya. And the Golden Maitreya already explained it. The form that I saw was that slim form, the animate one. But I told you the Shaolin Si camp, that's the only difference. So, but it's really golden hue. When it animate our from the wooden thing, the whole thing. You read the Bodhisattva Way at the back, I explain it also. The voice, you cannot miss one. The laughter. Oh, and forth. He repeated 5 times, the golden word come out 5 times. Oh. I never had a thing like that one. It is definitely not a dream, but it's like a dream, but a very clear one, with the clarity. Then immediately after that, I woke up, then I just pay respect. I said, you are the Buddha. You don't have to be so kirchy. Hakaya means in English is what? Polite. So courteous or so polite. So courteous, I think. The Qing Ni, or means the future Buddha requests you, you know. Please, and the word, and the golden Mandarin word, come out simultaneously. You know, as you write the word, the sound came out. Then it's like a calligraphy, you know, in golden words, you know, all come down. And repeated 5 times with the laughter at the back. Oh, the background laughter. Then immediately, this nation knew, this is the job given. Then I immediately reply, you don't have to be like that. You just have to instruct. My nature will do. So because of that, all this last 11 years, a lot of things happened. That's why the teachings start to come out. A lot of the very beautiful teachings start to come out. Don't worry, those who came late is recorded. You should thank Brother Timo and Sister Pamasuri. You go back, you can listen to it again. So this is very beautiful. So the yin and yang one that Tao Yu mentioned, as I explained just now, the yin is because a lot of ghosts here, they call it the ghost rhyme. She called it the ghost rhyme translated. And because of the Zhu Sa, was it Zhu Sa? that you size a lot of yang energy. And here, a lot of mountain. The mountain are all yang energy. So the yin yang can have a perfect balance. That's why when we were at that first night, second night, after we left Kunming, where Kunming was a midnight flight. We reached there midnight, then we checked in hotel 2 p.m. or what, then we took the high-speed train. So that one, we just have a short rest. Then we travel. But that hotel that night, when we reached, we stayed, was beautiful. Even before we reached the hotel, from the train station, as we travel in the bus, I can feel the energy there is very strong, very good. And the temple that we went there to meditate was just behind our hotel. Do you realize? That's like the whole area, the energy is very good. And Ingbi say it's like a xianjing, heavenly rhyme. And it so happened when we were there, the mist was so beautiful. And do you know, after we share merit, transfer merit, you know why I radiate love and metta to all beings or not, as we approach? Because this place, when I travel, I can feel something. That's why I did that first. Then after that, that night, those who are aware, even Raymond also can hear. But you just sleep until he don't know anything. You know how loud the thunder was or not that night. They were rejoicing non-stop, until morning, still rain. After breakfast, stop. There we go. That's why a lot of things, because they expected us to be here. Like last time I used to share with some Kayanimita. You may not understand how all these things can happen. So this type of spiritual trip thing, is just like in our human world. Sometimes you go to temple, means what? You got conditioned to receive the news. So the temple will put up notice on which famous monk coming. Understand? Then if you all know, you go back, you will tell your friend, hey, on that day, want to come or not? Got this monk coming at all. The devas, the Dharma protector, the non-human same, they know. And sometimes they condition the Kayamita to request for that trip. And so, because they want us to visit them. The previous spiritual trip always like that. Because it's time to go, especially to all the holy mountain. The Si Da, Sen San, Ming San, where all the famous Guan Yin is Pu Tao San. Then we have Er Mei San, which is Pu Sen. Then we got Utai San, Wen Su. Then we got Jiu Hua San, which is Di Zhang Wang Bosa. Then, of course, the other mountain we take the opportunity to visit. I also visited Huang San. It's a very beautiful mountain, but it's not a way place, it's a mountain. So all this is meant to be. That's why when we were on this trip, they were all so beautiful. No rain. Rain. It's always like that. Then that climbing is not easy, though. And luckily we managed to go against the traffic. Every day. Yeah, they sell you. And a lot of things, when you have this ability to feel and sense, you will know. Because a lot of this spiritual trip, when it's meant to be, it will be. Kadamita that's supposed to go will go. They have affinity then. That's why the first trip was, I remember, Utai San. That time Mimi was the one who cried like anything down there. And the condition, the whole lot there, Utai San, the nature was very beautiful. And later on, the first spiritual trip we passed to was Er Mei San, I think Song, that time, cried. Then that's why has a faith, because he thought Song influenced him. He walked away so far, and yet the tears still come out. That's why he cannot explain. That's why later on he keep on finding out. That's why now he has faith. He talked to Padmasuri or The Sai Baba Suri also hinted to him, and now you believe. He said, not only believe, he said, if there's a deal around, I should organize the trip. He said, well, he himself can sense it so different. And his life changed. His business improved. And he do it the correct way. Yeah? No more like last time. So last time, the first three, I remember, they all know he very like gangster like, speak very loud. And all those things. Yes, he like gangster like. The China, we were scared of him. China, you had to be like that. But now he toned down a lot already. Toned down a lot. Cool, 我知道. Yeah, la. Yeah, 他有缘的. That's why he told Paramahansa, he, now he don't only believe, he brings it still around. He will do it. That's why a lot of people say they really touch by what happened. And you may think that this is impossible. But nature is such, where you have affinity, things will happen. Yeah. And a lot of people, yeah, when they are touched, they move very fast. Yeah. It's just like Song's case also. But before he went there, he already went to this Rayong there, that chanting. Came and connect. Then later on, everything just happened. Yeah. Initially, he also thought, why he's so char? He has attended my class for quite a while, then break away, then come back, then still cannot understand. Well, one day he brought that spot lady, the Pulai, they were colleague, I don't know what. He, first lesson on Tuesday, she stayed back, no? Want to ask me question, I didn't know, no? Then after everybody left, almost 11 something already. Stay until 11 something, 10:30 finish. Then together with Song there, he asked for permission to ask me question. Then I said, can. The very first question that came out of her mouth, I knew she got her pass. I said, you listen. Yeah, the question is something like, is it pretty or is it funny? Is it? He has been going to temple almost everywhere. When young, the mother brought him. He said, all this place, nobody can explain to him the teaching that she wants to listen. But he said, your this one class make her understood so many things. I don't know why it can be this way. Then straight away, you know what I told her? Song was also there. I said, now you listen. I expounded the Four Noble Truths to her. No? The first two Noble Truths, straight away she can understand. No? I said, you have your past. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Then straight away after that, he go back and advise the mother. Yeah, that one, Puya Wan Tong Ku that you see is from her. Because he saw the mother like that. Every time through memory, recollect all those phobia and fear that the father actually... just like today, you heard from Xiao Ting, the father bullied the mother. You know the lecture she received from the father's mother. Always listen to father. We listen to your husband. No other mantra. Listen to husband. Whatever he do to you, you listen. Then Xiao Ting say, one day the mother, after 20 years old, cannot tahan, whack back. And go and complain to the daughter, see what your mother has done to me. Xiao Ting Zi went out, saw the mother bengkak. That's why, karma. That's why now he kena eczema, hand also suffer, leg also suffer, knee also suffer. That's why karmic. Then you have such parent is also karmic. A lot of things is karmic. So, when I saw the mother, the mother bullied by the father until she told me. She freak one. No? Every time the father come back, he must be around one. No? She not around, he cannot. Then must cook for him and all those. Yeah. Then once the husband raised the voice, cold fear went through the spine. No? And they not argue back. No? But when the father not around, poor I go back, complain. Nian tong yi ge jing. They keep on repeating. Since when, what time, all those things. It reminds me of my wife's mother. He always tell the same story. 9 years old, parent passed away, nobody looked after her, I think, don't know who looked after her, then married out early and all those things, then the stepmother bullied her, that one was a step, step, stepmother, stepmother, because his grandfather, the stepmother is the second one he married on, not the direct one. So, wow, a lot kena until. That's why for you all to have this good life, if you can have spouse that are full of harmony and understanding and love. Of course, at times, small things happen. That one not considered as coming. But if you have coming on, I tell you, one of them will bully the other one. Kaulak on. Then next time, come back, change position. Whack. That's why I never finish. So don't do that. Don't repeat that. Because this is playing the game of suffering. Not enough for so many lives. Still want to play. Every time I get angry, emotional, hate, and hold all this inside the subconscious and the unconscious. No. Then through karmic, the conditioning is like, you meet again. And when you meet again, I change position. Then kena back. So a lot of this thing about Dhamma is like that. Meant to be will be conditioned like that things. That's why when you cultivate correctly, you will progress all the way and you will become very different. Then the spiritual field, you will encounter beautiful beings and beautiful conditions. That's why this nature of mine came, this life. How come we can understand all this? Different people, different karma, all different. And everyone has their own condition. But how come my nature can understand, can guide you, can show to you how you need to understand all this? I never learned them this life. It's because in the past, cultivated very long, then because of affinity and the vow. So because of my vow are quite unique. Apart from the four basic vow, of course, there are other quite unique vow. So sometimes you may not know how you come. You may appear as food for me to eat. Then you come, also possible. But most of you have your parami. Otherwise, this sasana, you cannot be a human being and you cannot meet me. And most of you meet me because of Kuan Yin's nature, mainly. Kuan Yin's nature. Then some is because of Pusian, Wen Su. Like Mimi is Wen Su. Then Sakyamuni also, a lot of you. Then Alicia is mainly Tizang Wang, Pusa. Then there are other that come in different way. So whatever way you come, most important thing is make full use of your condition to develop this understanding during this window so that from now onward, you will never fall again. Well, once you follow the Bodhisattva vow, that yellow slip now we printed for you, you should thank Padmasuri because she retyped the whole thing and print into a cut form and we distribute to everybody. If you don't have, you can still collect from me. Then that book meant to be not only the Heart Sutta book, the Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, that book is meant to be. Well, all the signs came, then everything just fall into place. Then the request for all the teaching, the Mahayana teaching, how can Theravada people, practitioner, ask for Mahayana teaching? And all these teachings simultaneously come out. That's why a lot of things people cannot understand. So our spiritual trip is meant to be, but like I say, our history is mainly for Maitreya's affinity. Of course, Sakyamuni also up there, but I have not really seen a very strong Sakyamuni Buddha Tao Chang. The only one is India one. I don't know why. I don't have affinity to go there. The four holy places, even though they mention, oh, how good. But my nature knew it's not the place. Because always remember this. If you are a true cultivator, the energy of all the great beings. They are ever radiating only for the cultivator of the way. Do you understand? If you are not a cultivator, you go until India, so no use, I tell you. Because you receive one is different. This type of calmness, energy, or whatever, many places have. But we cannot deny that there is this relics of the Buddha there. But you must have the faith. You must have the spiritual faculty, especially sati. You must know how to silence your mind. Then you draw. Otherwise, it's just a conditioned mind, a conditioned state. And you can go and you come back. It's not going to make a difference. But if you are a cultivator, even here, you will receive their nature's energy. But of course, when you are at all this way place, you will get this enhanced energy. Understand? And all this enhanced energy is on top of whatever you already receive. And when we move as a group, Kayanamita, especially these few days when you all stay around with me, stay in the same hotel vicinity, everything, then do all the activity, you will receive a lot of this collective consciousness energy together with the non-human, the Dharma protector, all those things. Like that night, at that place, the rain, the thunder, they were rejoicing very loud. And I was lying down aware, fully aware, although supposed to be very tired, supposed to be sleepy. Yeah, very loud, very loud, until almost 5 or 6 o'clock. And it was very loud, the thunder, the lightning. And I can feel that these beings were rejoicing up there, very strong. So a lot of this thing, when you start to understand, you will know. And this is to give you faith, most important. And coming back to what Xiao Ting tell you, we visited the tribal people. These are culture. Culture has a lot of rites and ritual. So when she's around, not nice to say all this because it's their belief. They believe so strongly in that the pendant. Zhao Cai Jing Bao. Go in, cannot go out. Peace you. And they say, your hand, you put like that, no hold on. They cannot sleep out. That one all right and ritual. Understand? No Dhamma relevant. But nature's law doesn't work like that. If by wearing that, it can make you better and change your life, then no need to do good. Understand? No need to cultivate. No need to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. Yeah, you can go and ask the Bomo or the Feng Shui Master to go and help you do all those things. It doesn't work because almost 100% of your life depends on karma. You don't take care of karma, all this no use. Like you say, the ancestor, they pray to the tree worshipper. Then some, they believe in, at least they want more practical, believe in nature. Everything come on. But their understanding is so primitive, understand? Whatever they draw up there is so primitive. So last year when we were in Shangri-La, same, there was also a few minority group. One of them was worse, I think the Tibetan one. They believe in chop into how many pieces, you remember? There's one person, there's one person selected by the Rinpoche, to do this one. So every person who passed away, he got to come and chop and the voucher thing. That's why all this type of rites and ritual, and they believe this is something very good. The person who do it also receive a lot of merit. So a lot of this thing, you don't have to believe, understand? What you need to do is investigate into life. What is life? What does the Buddha teach? And you go and do this, put it to test. You will come to the conclusion that everything just follow the Dhamma, means nature's law, nothing else. It's not all these things that people believe in. Yeah. Science has progressed a lot, but science, they are mainly on the two scientific law. That's why they are able to progress so fast and develop so much understanding. But the Dhamma that the Buddha discovered is the other three spiritual law. So scientists don't understand the law of karma. They don't understand the law of mind, consciousness. They know a lot about the mundane mind, but not complete. It's the psychological aspect, psychology. There are two fields, I think. One is psychiatry. The other one is psychology, I think. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who teach even up to PhD level. Yeah. They analyze the thought. Yeah. And they go into the thought. But that is the only instrument they understand. But now there are some scientists who use scientific instrument to record the brain wave of people who meditate. They realize those who meditate with awareness, their brain are different. Those who do energy field, their brain again different. But whatever it is, what they are able to discover is limited by the instrument that they have. And all these are subject to interpretation, where they measure your brain wave. Of course, they use the vibration, alpha, beta, theta, and all those things. Then they realize when they are in that state, their vibration become very still, very quiet. Then their brain wave become very different. Yeah. So that is about all. But they cannot understand consciousness. Consciousness, the pure awareness, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, they cannot understand. Yeah. Then, of course, the last third right view, spiritual law, is Dhamma Niyama, means all the other essential Dhamma that the Buddha taught. Hmm. Especially the Four Noble Truths, they are very profound, and all the other essential Dhamma spin off from there. So if you understand these three spiritual law, you will break free like the scientists, and you become very different in the spiritual field. That's how all this can be understood. Yeah. So from now onward, it's more tour. You will see a lot of beautiful nature too, because tomorrow we are going to. This is nature's park, isn't it? You see, you must have understanding of nature. Nature is very beautiful. Nature can teach you a lot of things. Nature is your best teacher. Where nature is life itself. Man and nature must harmonize. Yeah. Then after that, you will see the great wonders, the waterfall, the pupu, a lot. Yeah. And this few days is more like sightseeing tour. But if you maintain mindfulness, if you maintain heedfulness, you develop a lot of different understanding. Yeah. Especially I saw in the when we were at the Fanjingsan that time, especially at the Maitreya place, when we came down from the Jingting, she felt the thing. When you are one with nature, it's so different. Then most of the time when you are away from within, you are so different. Even as you climb the mountain, the breath, no matter how tired you are, the breath and the what they call the awareness move as one. As you breathe, you are aware. And you are not tired. Your leg, of course, finally will give in. But when the faith is there, especially when I was there with that monk doing the meditation, do you know when he said he take a sawa? You know that step was how many steps or not all the way up. I never stopped. No. I went up with him all the way. No. And I don't feel tired at all. No. You have the faith. The faith was very strong. Normally, you saw I climbed the mountain after 5-6 steps, I stopped. That one, the whole flight, all the way out.
I counted the first flight is 16, the rest is 18 times 7 or
19. Non-stop, until I reached the top, then I realized, how come I'm not tired? Yeah, the chanting. Very strong. Yes, very beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. Yes. Because that time the whole nature's energy was there. Maitreya's energy, everything was there. When we sat, Maitreya energy came. The whole place there. So beautiful. There's a lot of things when you have the Dhamma, you can feel them. You can understand what is happening. And it's very beautiful. Oh, very still one, silent. Yeah. And the monk knew, you know. He also sat at the back there, you know. And he said, you all sat very well, you know. And he knew. That's why he talked to her. He talked to, I think, Jim also. He talked. Jim asked him a lot of questions. Then he talked to another person. I forgot who already. Still. Never leave. And he knew. We all different. Then someone never mind, you know. After we went back to the bus, you know what Xiao Ting say or not? Within 10 minutes, you all should collapse. Or sleep. But nobody sleep, you know. Nobody. The energy was very strong. Nobody was tired. Yeah.
I think both of us cannot sleep.
Oh, you all cannot sleep, huh? Oh, maybe you all like Alicia. I told her relax, relax and let it go in. Sometimes it's like that. You all cannot sleep. Correct. We have too much energy, and you don't know how to relax and draw it in. You're supposed to relax and draw it in. When you draw it in, it becomes very still, very still. But Tim can sleep. He very good. He don't say anything. He has improved a lot, I tell you. He tempting one. Now only, you know. That's why just now you stop him from eating. He know what he's doing. You don't have to worry about him. The last two. They say Xiao Mian Yang. Before she can go for the holiday. Meant to be, Meant to be, sometimes they have affinity. They have affinity. That's why when you have affinity, condition will manifest and things will happen. I just finished it. Alicia, 在哪里? 不是这个, 哪个? He's not supposed to come on. Yes, he come. Enjoy, supposed to come, didn't come. Meant to be. 很多东西, you all cannot understand. Yes. So a lot of things meant to be will be. LC also cannot make it. It is meant to be. And you can ask Padmasuri, I never interfere. Who come, I also don't know. How come also, I also don't know. And the best is they always have a joke. I know, come, baby, come. How come? Ah, I know. Now Evie can ask. Yeah.
Yes.
Slim Rupang. This is the Dhamma Maitreya.
Yeah.
The belly one.
The big belly
because that was the Putai Hesang. When he appeared that line, he was with the belly. And he is full of laughter. That's why his trademark is that laughter. I also don't know how to repeat. Very loud and very shout. With a lot of joy or no. I also cannot imitate that voice. Correct. This one is the Dhamma Maitreya, where he appear as a form and mind. That form and mind preach many lives. He was like that one. He was not the belly one. That's why when I saw in Sumeru, I knew. I said that was the one. Sumeru invited me there in the year 2009. You remember? And do you know why he invited me? I don't know him. He go to Mike. Mike was my Alostar classmate. Mike and he very close. Yeah, Mike supported his temple.
Michael Lu.
He was my schoolmate in Alostar. Later on, I heard from Mike. He said, he called me by name. He said, Lu Chai Chung Mi Su, hey, brother Lim Kyo Lu Hyo. Oh, I'm Chai. Oh, you invite me? Yong Kyo Lu Chua, Kaya Mitaki. Then I say, I will try to ask around. There are so many people want to go. No? We're the clan group, all know him. And when we were there, you know what he told Mi Feng Dei or not? A few of them, even I think Sui An. Well, they later on visited his house, remember? Well, the Rupang, he want to offer to me. At first, no such thing one. No. We visited the whole place. Then we were about to finish already. Then we supposed to go back already. Then suddenly I asked that new building. I said, what are these buildings? Oh, he said, newly built one. He said, come, I show you around. He said, show. Then got one place. He store a lot of Rupang one inside there. Then after that, he went to the last building. He went in first. No, I don't know what happened. No, he went in first. Then suddenly he rushed out. No, then he came and see me. He received message up there. Then he came out. He said, Bertie, come. Something very important. So he took me inside there. He said, you look, these two Buddha. Which one you want? You are up there, ask him to offer to me. I say like that. No, not only that. Yeah, not painful one. Pebble all. And the weather was very good. Morning, misty and all, very nice. Then he got a very big stupa at the back. And he asked me, then I look at it, I said, can you wait or not? I said, where is Sui An? Where is before? Then I asked them, you don't mind. I accept, but put it in your house. You know why? Before that, I had this nature telling me, what a waste. All the wisdom Dhamma that I share, the wisdom energy, doesn't get stored anywhere. We are very limited people can draw that time, not many people understand. Then whatever energy, you don't have a statue with a crystal to store, you will be lost. That's why I accept that. Actually, I don't want any of these things. My nature don't believe in having any of this unless it comes by itself. And then Sui An at first, Mi Feng at first say, he need to check with Sui An first. Then Sui An somehow agree. Mi Feng was concerned about the daughter. Having this type of big Rupang become a temple. Then the time the daughter still at that age. So he don't. Then Sui An agree, somehow. So invited. And you remember when we take the thing back, the consecration that day, so many things happened. No? And a lot of things happened. No? A lot of kaimata came that day, the chanting, everything. From that day onward until now, that whole statue is charged up. Very strong. That's why Thursday class is very different. All the things that come out also different. Then later on, all the statues one by one come to my place. Then, you know, when they come and see Sui An's house, Sui An scared, don't know where to put. They go and consult the Brother Lim. Yeah. Then Brother Lim told them, he said, I will come to your house and check first. He said, okay. Then he went. And you know, during that time, what they told them, that was told to be my Mifong. He told them a lot of things. He said, you all must make full use of Brother Teo. He said, before before it's too late, or before his form and mind is no more. Then, on many occasions, even there, they were having done at that time, they were talking, I also don't know what they are. Then, it seems he told them, in future, I will have this Rupang, which is so much bigger than what he has in his temple. No? His temple, that one very big already, you remember? Yeah? That one that we go for the meditation on. He said, up there, tell him, no, future got bigger one. I say, forget about it. Now, just let condition unfold. But for me, I'm not interested. And it's not important. There are things that is meant to be, will be. And a lot of things they know. Only human beings don't know. Then he also knew, you know, I told Michael Lu, I said, my job, this life, my nature's job is different. I came to share the Dhamma. And he go and check with Brother Lim. You know. Up there, tell him. He said, yeah. He said, Brother Tio, this type of work very difficult one. He said, his work very easy one. Build temple, put statue, get Rupang. Oh. So much easier. But that type of work very, very rare one. Said, very few people can do one. He said, oh. So that's why he told them all this. Then got another visit. Yeah, I also at the house Dana. Normally, I will just like gather together. Then that trip, I so happened, I was alone with him. No? Yeah. I say, your temple is very beautiful. I say, very conducive. He said, but you also be bigger. I look at you. I say, never mind. Not important. Just, so a lot of things you cannot. But up there, they know. Just I didn't finish. I tell you the Deva, how they know. I just tell you SJBA. They put notice. Up there also same, no. The Dhamma protector, all when they condition the Kanyamita, when recently the last few trees of Paramasuriya, when you all agree, you all wanted to go somewhere, you request. The moment I agree, they know or no. The message go back to you. Then for months, they prepare. You know. Do you know what happened to Puthosan tree or the second tree? Oh, sorry, the first tree also same. The first tree, No, Puthosan. When I was there, the Tao Yu Tours one, no. He said, you all have to buy raincoat, everything. 7 days and 7 nights before you arrive, it was raining, cat and a dog, pouring like anything. And that day we arrived, no rain. He was so surprised, no? And misty, you know. When we like Puthosan also misty, like the same thing, like Anandagiri. Anandagiri also same, no? When we went down for the chanting, the end was there. Yeah? You remember? Naga chanting, we had our rehearsal, no? That night. It was so still, you know, so beautiful. And the Deva came, a lot of them. That's why the incense was so strong, you know. And then end saw. The moment I wanted to share Mary and transfer Mary out, a lot of the Deva all come behind me. Then they were all in front. Then I suddenly smelled that very strong fragrance of incense. So I thought Ajahn Lo brought incense over. Then later on I saw he didn't bring. He bring one Rupang offer to me, another one offer to Teng Siong Sifu. Then and so. Then the moment I finish, zoom, all go up very fast. So a lot of these things, you all cannot understand. Well, they actually expected us to be there. Then, for no reason, Achalo, who is Theravada, you know what he wanted us to do or not? The consecration, chant the Sing Jing, Da Bei Shou, and the one, night, and the last one he participated in, yeah, that one he better, the Pali one. Crazy, yeah, where got people like that one? Then someone, never mind, you know, after that I go back, the next morning, wake up, after breakfast, everything, the car all go out. As the car go out, there was slight drizzling. Then when we approach Anandagi, the whole mountain was covered in mist. It's really like you up there just now, Fan Ching San, heavenly ride. As we drive in, that that dew, that very, it's like dew drop like that. And you feel so strong, the faith, everything, so different. Then when we assemble there and we chant, you know that Kuan Yin Rupa was so beautiful, that Maitreya was so beautiful, then the Sakyamuni in the middle. And during that consecration, a lot of things happened. Just like Achalo knew, he sent two photos, very unique one, which his men take one, not us. Then when later on, the Katina offering, that time, end of that year, when I make the offering, because that time I represent the Kayamita, 40-year-old monk came from Wat Pat Nan Achan. Achan Sumedo also was there. Sri Panyo also was there. Make the offering. And the Kuai Lo monk was so impressed. I met one of them. Now he follow Achalo. I forgot his name again. Not Pavaro, there's another one. Oh, yeah, I forgot his name. He also Kuai Lo monk. I met him on the way out, he walked in. Then I radiate metta and I pay my respect. I didn't kneel down, I just used my hand radiate. Then I say sadhu. Then he also knew, he rejoiced. Then he talked to me, He said, "You did very well just now, sadhu," he said. Oh. Then I knew what he meant, nobody can recite like that one. I modified the thing that Achalo gave to me on. Then I do it in different way. Then I think they can feel that the offering, the stillness, everything was so different. The energy was so strong. Also because of the collective energy and all those things. Then that night, Polian, I think he break his karmic thing there. You know what happened? We all men supposed to go up there together with the monk. I think Sri Panyo was giving the talk that night. Then they all girls were down there. Then we all, a few of us saw, I think Song also saw, that Polian, he was bowing down there, Keep on bowing non-stop, Then next morning, I knew already, my nature rejoiced, I knew cultivated. In fact, he cannot even enter Anandagiri, stopped by the Deva, Then cannot attend, go in the Sala house, until I stand before him. You know what happened to her, You know what she told me? He said, "But I don't know what happened that night. I don't want to bow, also cannot. Some force pushed me down." You can ask her. He said, "I don't know what happened." I said, "Cultivate ready lah. If you don't do that forgiveness and ask for forgiveness and pay that respect, I tell you that coming obstruction is very severe." Last time, he went to the Cameron Highland retreat, first time, I think, from UK come back. That coming obstruction was so severe. Namo Tassa also cannot take it. Terrible. Then later on, recover from that retreat already. Just did the thing. Then came to Tuesday class. You know what happened? Namo Tassa, no more problem. The moment I invite the devas, invocation to summon before the ta come on. Terrible down there. Yeah, very scared of all those beings. The last time he, as a non-human, he cut out the triple gem. He don't know what he should do. That's why this like nah, like anything. Then I say, "Okay, today don't chant." They ask him to go and ask for forgiveness and all those things and do all the repentance. And then only after that, until today clear. So a lot of things you may not Understand. What time are you? I heard the alarm. So you all need to go and sleep. Okay, la, better early rest. So tomorrow, share merit. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, we better share merits. We rejoice with all the wholesomeness that we have developed, and we shall recall to mind all these merits, wholesomeness. Then we are going to share them with all beings throughout the whole of Guiyang province. Guizhou province. Guizhou province. Yeah. And we are now in, which place are we in?
Taili.
Not that far from Fanjingshan or those areas. Yeah, 一个小时多, yeah. But never mind, we will share this merit with all beings, starting with the devas. Especially all beings within the Guizhou province, so that it will cover them all, Guizhou province. Especially those areas near Maitreya's way place, and also the whole of the Fanjingshan. And we also would like to share merits with all the Dhamma protectors and the devas, and whoever who can receive them. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa chirang rakantu lokasasana etavata cha amehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu Sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sugita hontunya tayo imina punyang kamena Mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yawa nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, may this wholesomeness to be shared with all beings who can receive them. May they all to rejoice in this wholesomeness. And may all beings within the whole of Guizhou province and the whole of China, whole of Southeast Asia, Asia, and the whole planet, Mother Earth, may they all do be blessed and rejoice in this wholesomeness. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Also, maybe we should share Mary with Hui Lin. She just had her operation. May this wholesomeness also pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for Sister Hui Ling to recover to good health as soon as possible, so that she can also come back to Malaysia and join us later on. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, it seems she has to go through the bypass. Not easy. Now back to normal one already. Very good. So should be good. Because bypass is not easy. Because you need to wait for your leg to be healed. Because they take the veins from here. Then the wound of the heart also take day to heal. At least 6 weeks. But now back to normal well. Normal one means recovering. No, the leg also need to do physical exercise. Otherwise, it's 2 weeks. But take about 6 weeks, normally 6 weeks. If you can recover before 6 weeks, then it's much better. Don't worry, it's okay. It's okay. The sister is with her. Luckily, insurance covered. Paid. That's right. In a way, it's blessing in disguise. Okay. have a good night's sleep and they'll have a good night.